What is up? Hello, welcome to episode 2 of the podcast, episode 1 under the new name, By the Balls, By the Balls Podcast. If you take it the wrong way, you're the one with a dirty mind, the finest sports podcast in the South. I am joined with my good buddy, Ethan. Most people call him Red. He's a Cowboys fan, and his girlfriend, Alyssa, is here. I don't really think she wants to say much, but she is here.
Hello, I am Ethan.
Yes, this is Red. Not much to say about him. An all-star in high school when it came to sports.
I was the complete opposite of an all-star in high school when it came to sports.
But yeah, this is By the Balls Podcast, episode 2. We're going to dive right in. Ethan, you being a sports guru, especially, you know, when it comes to playing. Let's talk about Antonio Brown. And you're going to be my fact checker. If I need a fact check, you should look it up real quick. Let's talk about Antonio Brown real quick. He's had a couple injuries this offseason, stuff like that. And the new helmet rule came, and these guys got these helmets they're wearing are kind of gaudy. They look kind of ridiculous. But he was talking about how he's not going to play if he can't wear his old helmet, or he'll paint his old Steelers helmet.
He actually tried.
He actually tried.
And he got caught.
Before I say what do you think about that, this is what was funny is when the league was like, no, he's in breach of his contract, we just won't pay him. Like 20 minutes later, he posted on Instagram, he was like, so pumped for this season. Yeah. I can't wait to get playing. And I thought that was just kind of like a sign of these guys don't have all the power. You just can't, if you give them all the power, they're going to have all the power. One thing I thought was cool was you watched Last Chance, you right?
Yes.
And so you've seen season 4. If you haven't, I'm going to spoil it for you.
I haven't seen season 3 or 4. I'm sorry.
Never mind. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say.
No, you can say it. I'm probably not going to watch it.
Okay, well, in season 4, in Independence, Jason Brown, the head coach, he actually ends up having to resign. He ends up cutting like 30 or 40 players, 30 players on his team just because they were pissing him off. And somebody tweeted at him and was like, you know, what would you do with Antonio Brown? Probably one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He's like, cut him. That would be funny if you watched it. But you didn't watch it, so it's okay. I think it's kind of selfish. I think it's kind of stupid. Tom Brady even said it was like, it's a tough thing, but it's just something you have to do. Yeah. It's one of those situations you're getting paid millions of dollars. One small adjustment you got to do. It also helps prevent concussions, so, you know.
Well, my thing is at first I was like, don't let him play. If he doesn't want to play, you're not obligated to play in the league.
Yeah.
It's something you have to want to do. So at first I was like, don't let him play, whatever. He's being selfish. Well, then it's like you said, he put that on Instagram. And I was like, yeah, he's not. It was just a power move. And then I realized, too, the main reason he wanted to wear his old helmet.
Why?
Was because he thought it was more fashionable. He would check himself in a mirror before each game.
Really? How do you know that?
Because I was watching a Pro Football Talk, and they were talking about it.
You were watching other podcasts?
It's not a podcast. It's a show.
You were listening to another podcast?
Phil Sims, the quarterback, his son, Chris Sims, is on it. Anyway, and then I got to thinking,
You listen to other podcasts?
It's not a podcast, man. No, but then another thing I got to thinking about was, if it was as serious as they made it out to be, John Gruden would not put up with him. Because you look back in the past, there's been Keyshawn Johnson, who wasn't, I guess you could put him on Antonio Brown's level. I've never watched him play, so I don't know for sure. But I guess you could put him on his level. John Gruden cut him in the middle of the season, and he was like an all-star Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Just because, it's like you said, he was pissing him off.
Yeah.
So John Gruden,
seems to be like a no-nonsense guy. You get rid of Khalil Mack for,
and then I heard that, and I was like,
no, screw that.
Well, obviously, it wasn't as bad as they made it out to be, or John Gruden wouldn't have taken it like that, because he was in complete support of him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. So let's talk real quick. Let's move on from that. We're going to get back to the NFL. A lot of this is going to be based around the NFL. Let's talk about the Rich Paul rule real quick. Basically, it's saying, correct me if I'm wrong, agents, sports agents, stuff like that, instead of just being able to be an agent, they have to get a 4-year bachelor's degree from a college. And like I said, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I love about what happened here, the controversy here, is this shows how much power the players have. They literally were all like, dude, that's stupid. And then today they backed out on the Rich Paul rule, saying you don't have to have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. Well,
which I agree with, man. If you're successful without a degree, be successful.
Yeah, that's the thing, is there's been so many agents in the past who haven't had a degree. Mm-hmm. So I just think, I don't see why now.
Why now it would matter, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but look what Rich Paul's been able to do with that degree. LeBron James, I can't even think of the other ones right now. A lot of other, I believe Marcus Smart, I might be, correct me if I'm wrong on that, but a lot of other basketball players and athletes. Let's talk about NBA players. Something they've been doing the past few years in the last Olympics was dropping out of the Olympics, not playing, and then we just saw Kyle Lowry drop out of the World Cup due to a thumb injury. But really and truly, I just feel like that's not serious. What do you think about that? Because let me tell you what I think with him dropping out because of a thumb injury. I see where he's coming from. Season's coming up. Doesn't want to, you know, further extend the injury. But I want to broaden that horizon, not just on an injury basis, but let's talk about, you know, in the 2016 Olympics and stuff like that. Players dropping out of playing the Olympics, and a lot of them were saying it's to get ready for the season, but I get what I get. But a lot of them were also saying that, now, and once again, if I'm wrong, let me know, in spite of, like, the way America was headed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because I'll be honest with you, and a lot of players have said this, and I agree with it, I feel like playing for USA in the Olympics for your country is just as amazing as playing, like, in an NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's the thing is,
you represent your country.
It shouldn't feel like, a lot of players, to them it feels like an obligation.
Mm.
And it's not an obligation. It's, what's the word?
It's a privilege.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It really is. It's a privilege.
And then you got, you know, how you said Kyle Lowry dropped off. You have people like Carmelo Anthony.
They just
been begging
want
to play on the team. And
I agree.
You know, obviously, I don't think Carmelo Anthony is as talented in his career right now as Kyle Lowry is. But it's players like that that you want. I remember Kobe Bryant dropping out because he said, like, I don't remember the exact reason he needed to get ready for the season or whatever. And, you know, I tried to understand it because I try not to just look from the surface because so many sources nowadays twist stuff around.
Yeah.
So I tried to look into it. I was young, but – and then I just couldn't find a legit reason. And in a way, I do understand it because I remember when LeBron left to go back to the Cavaliers, he dropped out. And I understand that because he's kind of starting from the bottom. He's got a lot of – and you know how LeBron is. He's basically a coach. So he has a lot more he has to do and build up. So I understand him taking time like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a lot of people just don't want to represent America. And, I mean, I don't agree with it, but that's –
hey, man, their, Trump train. I agree with – no, I'm just joking.
That's their right. I mean, yeah, no, that's the thing. You start telling people what they can –
let's
they have
not,
to do.
Let's not get into a conversation we don't have to get into. Yeah. But I am all for them playing in the Olympics because I think the Olympics, honestly, getting to watch, you know, freaking KD, Boogie, DeMarcus, Andre Drummond, you know. And they just get to beat up on Andrew Bogut and Team Australia. I think that's cool.
And you look at how dominant they are when they come together. It's like, it's not even close half the time when they play.
Exactly. And Instagram. So let's talk about, let's move on. So a lot of free agent moves. This offseason in the NBA. Let's go to NBA real quick. They sent out a list. Let me find the list of basically like Kawhi's return to Toronto, which is December 11th. You know, the Clippers going to Toronto, Clippers going to Thunder, Lakers, Anthony Davis and Lakers going to the Pelicans, stuff like that. ESPN posted, I believe. I'm not really sure. But, which one are you most excited for after all the free agent moves? Which, you know, returning, which team returning, which player returning to his team do you think you're most excited for? I'm going to say,
these are just the games on ESPN.
Yeah. Right? I think the Nets are on there, and even like D'Angelo Russell and the Warriors. I'm going to say, honestly, Lakers and Pelicans.
Yeah, that's. I was gonna say
because you're gonna have
going up against Zion,
either Lonzo or Jrue Holiday on LeBron James, JJ Redick on Danny Green, unless they change up the lineup a little bit, or Jrue Holiday. if they put Lonzo at point, you know, Drew Holiday at shooting guard. Brandon Ingram on man, I've had a brain fart. But
probably
Zion on Anthony Davis. Because LeBron's playing point.
I can see Brandon Ingram or Zion.
Well, me and Brandon Ingram and Zion are going to be great teammates this year, I believe. Yeah. Brandon Ingram has not tapped his full potential yet. But Boogie and Jackson Hayes, I think it's just going to be – I think the Pelicans are going to be fun to watch. I'm not going to say they're making the finals or anything, but I do think they'll make the playoffs. I think they're being slept on. I think they're going to be a very, very fun team to watch. Kawhi and the Raptors – Kawhi goes back to the Raptors December 11th to play. What do you expect? Do you expect just a total beatdown? Do you expect a competitive game?
I mean, we'll have to see once the season starts. But right now, I expect them, you know, I expect at least 35 points. I mean, Toronto, he's not looking to beat down on Toronto. It wasn't a bad, you know, exit. It wasn't anything like that.
Well, I don't even think that. I'm just saying, I mean, in all reality –
I mean, he wants
Patrick
to win,
Beverly,
obviously.
Lou Williams, Kawhi Leonard, Montrezl Harrell, Paul George, Zubac.
I mean, I definitely
but
think
Gruber,
that,
their team against Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol, and Kyle Lowry. And
I definitely
Fred
think
Van
the,
Vliet.
The
I'm just saying, do you, you? I'm just saying, you. Do you think the Raptors are going to be competitive in the East? Not in general, just in the East.
In the East?
I think they will because the East is still not strong. You know, you're adding on the Nets. Yeah. The only strong teams in the East are powerful teams, the Nets, and that's in 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
I could see them
76ers.
I could see them, you know, if they stay healthy all season, which you can't tell now, but if they stay healthy all season, I could see them competing for
I completely agree.
A
spot. I completely agree. Let's move on. We're going to get back to NBA. So there's been a mentality, and this is something I noticed and I wrote down. There's been a mentality going around, not only the NFL, but other sports. But I noticed it mostly in the NFL. With Antonio Brown, started when I first saw it, was with Antonio Brown. This mentality of these players saying, I don't need the game. I don't need the game needs me. Or I don't need the game, I want the game. Or, you know, I could stop playing right now, I don't care. What do you think about that? Because in all, I see both sides. I was telling one of my buddies today, I see both sides. Here's two ways to look at it, in my opinion. You're a professional athlete who makes millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Why act like that? But here's the other side. You're a professional athlete who makes millions of dollars. You can act like that.
Yeah.
So, and I believe that's a debate, honestly, in all professional sports with anything. But I think it's selfish. I'm not going to lie to you. But when you look at it, there's guys that have accomplished so much. Tom Brady realistically doesn't need the game anymore.
No. And that's
the game. Drew Brees doesn't need the game anymore. They have nothing to prove. Aaron Rodgers has nothing to prove. Antonio Brown has nothing to prove. Heck, Andrew Luck could leave right now. No, Andrew Luck has stuff to prove.
That's exactly like Rob Gronkowski. He didn't have anything to prove.
You think he'll be back?
I could see him coming. I think the deadline is
week 8.
Yeah. I could see him coming back if the Patriots start off slow. You know,
Benjamin
I could
definitely came
see
out of retirement.
Well, plus he has to go. I was thinking about this. He has to go with them to hang up the Super Bowl banner. So, you know, he gets on the field, sees the environment.
That's what's going to happen to you when you go to college and you get on the field and you're like, man, I miss dropping passes out here on this turf.
I miss missing pick sixes, but no.
Oh,
but
man.
For real, like, I could definitely see him, you know, getting in the zone and missing how it felt when they go out there and have to hang the banner and just realizing that he still loves it. But, you know, it's like if the NFL, the game's not what it used to be, especially with the rules. So if you're going to give players all these rules that they have to follow, you know, it becomes more of a job than, it's always a job, but it's like with Brett Favre. He didn't need the game when he retired the first time. But he came back.
It's a want.
Yeah, it's a want. And, like, you know, with people like how Odell Beckham said a couple years ago, remember how he said he didn't enjoy playing football anymore?
Yeah.
That he just did it because of the money. And I don't blame him, honestly. It's like you said, he's making millions of dollars. But they're going to give these players all these rules, all these guidelines, all this extra stuff that they have to do. And then it's like, you know, it's eventually you're going to get tired of it. You know, you go to a job where you have a lot of freedom. It's like, say you have one manager at a job. You have a
his
lot
name,
of...
Let's say his name's Robert.
Let's say his name is Lamont. All right, so you have a lot of freedom.
Okay, Lamont gives you a lot of freedom.
Yeah, you have a lot of freedom, okay? It's more fun, and you're getting paid pretty much the same. I know money has gone up, but so is pretty much the cost of everything. So it's, for the past 20, 25 years, it's been about the same pay.
Yeah.
But so you're getting the same amount of money doing pretty much less work, and you're getting to do what you like. It's more fun because you get to have more freedom, you get to do what you want to do, like, you know. But you get this new manager and you get so many boss, or you get so many rules now, and it's just not as fun anymore.
Yeah, let's say this and new manager's name is I gotta have names in a story. Let's say this new manager's name is Dylan.
Let's say Tim. Scott. Let's just say Scott.
Scott, that's a good name. All right, I just got to put it in perspective. So Scott is your new manager.
Yeah. So
Tina.
No. So Scott's your new manager. He gives you all these rules. Maybe a little bit more of a raise, but pretty much around the same amount of money. And more rules, more everything.
I get what you're saying. The game becomes less fun. That's what you're trying to say. You're dragging it. I get that. I'm sorry. I get it. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Probably wasn't the best analogy to use.
No, it wasn't. It was not. But that's okay. We're just going to take this podcast by the balls and see where it goes.
Hey, I like what you did there.
Thank you.
Remember that episode of Family Guy where Peter was like, man, I love when they say the title.
He was like, you've got beer in this car. I don't like that. I'm a Family Guy. Yeah. And that was funny. We're both in the same fantasy football league.
Yes.
What draft pick do you have? What number?
Third overall.
So you paid quick. See, yeah. I waited. And I didn't even pay my money today. I am the 14th pick. Who are you taking? If available, who are you taking?
I mean, obviously.
I already know our guy that has the first pick said he's taking Todd Gurley. But Todd Gurley has arthritis in his knee.
Todd Gurley's a horrible first overall fantasy.
He said he wants a running back. Well, I disagree, but hey, that's okay.
Definitely, if Saquon Barkley is there, who should be the first overall pick?
Saquon.
In any fantasy league, Saquon Barkley should
be the
first.
You don't think Patrick Mahomes should be the first pick?
No. That's just me, though.
So you are a complete idiot?
No. I don't think Patrick Mahomes should be the first overall pick. Patrick Mahomes should be late first round, early second round, in my opinion. Listen. You're talking to a guy who's been in the championship game 2 years in a row.
You're talking to a guy who made the wild card in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah,
of the playoffs.
Exactly. So
with Andy Dalton.
Okay, but listen.
So screw you.
But listen.
Well, tell me. Stop telling me to listen.
Third overall pick. If Saquon Barkley's there, I'm definitely going to take him. If not, I'm going to look for Christian McCaffrey or Alvin Kamara.
See, why are you taking a running back or a quarterback, man?
That's fantasy knowledge, man.
No, you take a quarterback, and then in your next pick, you take a receiver from that same team. I'm taking, if available, if I had
so
your
So they
pick,
have the same bye week, so you have to just use two bench players?
No, because you get more points if a quarterback throws to his receiver. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes, and then if he's available, I'm taking Tyreek Hill.
I'm taking
Drew Brees, and if he's available, I'm taking Michael Thomas. Shoot, I might even take, I almost said Colson. What's his name? Jared Cook, our tight end.
But, see, that's the thing,
I'm taking Nick Foles, and if he's available, I'm not going to take him with a third overall pick. But I'm taking Nick Foles, if he's available, I'm taking D.D. Westbrook. I'm taking Jared Goff, if he's available, I'm taking
Cooper Kupp.
I'm taking Dak Prescott. If he's available, I'm taking Amari Cooper. I'm done.
That's the thing, is like, Say I take Christian McCaffrey third overall. Gets to the second round. Possibly the third round. Most likely the third round. Tyreek Hill will still be available. So you get.
What makes you say that?
Because that's just how it works, dude.
I don't think
most people
know how
starting
it works.
Off are going to try to get a running back and a receiver, or either two running backs, their first two
picks. See, maybe that's why I'm not great at fantasy, because my first pick is always a quarterback.
Yeah, well, you see, you can have what I usually like to do is wait till about the fourth or fifth round and take quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers, Jared Goff.
I will never take Jared Goff.
You know, people like that. That way you can have that are just at least consistent enough to give you over 20 points a week.
17 to 23 points.
Like, Phillip Rivers is an underrated fantasy
quarterback. Phillip Rivers was making around 17, because I had him 1 year, 17 to 19 points.
Yeah, see.
In his best year 2 years ago.
But see, if you can have that.
Better years.
a guy that defenses aren't going to key on as much as Patrick Mahomes, who's going to have some off weeks because teams are going to focus on him. You know, you get those not low-level but mid-level quarterbacks, then high-level running backs, high-level receivers. All right, hold on. I'm just going to read you my mock draft that I did the other day. All right, so this is my mock draft. Stop. Listen.
All right.
First round, I took Christian McCaffrey. Second round, I took Leonard Fournette. Third round, I took Adam Thielen. Fourth round, I took Mike Williams.
You shouldn't have taken Leonard Fournette.
Well, listen. Fifth round, I took Kenyon Drake as my flex. Sixth round, I took Baker Mayfield as my quarterback.
Okay, good pick.
Exactly.
I'm taking him with the 14th overall, though. That's my problem.
But that's the thing is you can get him later.
That's my problem is I'm taking him with the 14th overall pick.
Okay, but look, seventh round, I got the Bears defense, the first defense off the board.
I'm taking that with my second pick.
Delanie Walker, eighth round.
Okay, not bad. I had him one.
Then I got – I don't remember the exact rounds for the bench players, but I got Duke Johnson, Michael Gallup, N'Keal Harry, Adam Humphries, Kyle Rudolph, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Darren Sproles.
Not bad. That won't happen, though.
That's the thing, though, is you can wait later rounds to get them guys, man. I don't know what you don't understand.
I'm taking Baker Mayfield with the 14th pick. I'm taking the Browns defense with the second pick.
Hey, but for real, listen.
I don't care. I'm
winning
it all
this year. Don't forget about Kareem Hunt coming back in week 8.
Nick Chubb is going to have that spot locked down.
But it's Kareem Hunt. You never know.
Nick Chubb is going to have that spot.
I'm just saying, you know, late maybe.
Nick Chubb is going
to
have that spot.
But listen, second to last round, third to last round, if Kareem Hunt's still available,
last round,
why would you not take him?
Because Nick Chubb.
Then if you actually need one, just drop him and pick one up at a free agency.
You're so smart.
I know.
No, not really.
I am smart. You know.
So let's talk about your yeses. Your top five best fantasy players you're taking this year.
All right. So top five. Obviously, these are players that I think are the top five players to take.
In fantasy, yes. You have.
So my top. So there's no way somebody would get these five players unless.
No.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, number one. Number two, probably going to go Alvin Kamara. Three, I'm going to go Christian McCaffrey. Four, I'm going to go Le'Veon Bell. Five, Patrick Mahomes.
That list is crap. Let me get your five worst out of, like, when I say five worst, don't, you know, that'll
Yeah, like
pick.
Overrated.
It doesn't mean pick, like, five practice squad players. Yeah. I mean, but, like, five
like
out of very well-known players, starters. I'm going to go – I hope this guy's on your top, on your bottom five. Go ahead.
I'm going to go Carson Wentz. I'm going to go, I don't know if you consider him, but Nick Foles. I don't think he'll do that great.
Jay Ashley says he's leading Jacksonville to the Super Bowl this year.
I don't know about that. You know, it's hard to.
You think Jay Ashley's an idiot for saying that?
I don't think he's an idiot. I just think he's a diehard Jaguars fan.
Or he's an idiot.
Yeah, you could say that anyway.
Go ahead.
By the way, Jay, I'm sorry. I couldn't get you camels today. But anyway, so who'd I say? Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. Obviously, Tom Brady. He's going down in his career. Leaving last year's fantasy upside wasn't that great. I mean, it was good. He's still a good fantasy quarterback, but he's not, you know.
I don't like that. Go ahead. Keep on
going. Okay. Obviously, Antonio Brown.
What? Okay. Number five, better. Go ahead.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, Mike. You're not going to tell me Eli Manning is not one of the Nobody's going to take him.
That's what I'm saying. So why is he in the worst? If everybody
because he is
that?
The worst.
I thought you meant players that are going to get, like, that are thought highly
top
of.
Top five. Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, Patrick Mahomes.
You say Kareem Hunt. He's suspended till weekend.
Sorry. Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara is what I meant to say. Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, Julio Jones. That's my top five. Bottom five, Carson Wentz. Eli Manning.
Let me stop you there.
Eli Manning.
Let me stop you there.
What?
Your list is trash. I'm sorry.
Eli Manning.
But your top five is terrible.
Just listen to me. Carson Wentz, Eli Manning, Jared Goff. I'm going to go running backs. I'm going to have to say I don't think Tyler Gurley. He's got arthritis in his knee. That's a really big problem. Oh, so Todd Gurley and Leonard Fournette.
And your bottom five? I do agree with Leonard Fournette. I was trying to squeeze him in there, but I couldn't.
Yeah. I think my top five is good. I think your top five is garbage.
Too many running backs. I especially don't agree with Julio Jones. I think he's great. But if you're going to put a receiver...
I don't agree with the fact that you're here.
If you're going to put a receiver, even though you invited me...
You're right.
But if you're going to put a receiver in the top five, you got to go DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, but Julio Jones has the... Granted...
Calvin Ridley.
Granted, until like week five or week three or week four, somewhere between three and five, Julio Jones didn't have a touchdown last year. But he still gets yards and catches every single game. Enough to justify taking him in the top 5 to 10. In your fantasy draft.
That's just me, man. I just don't agree, but, you know.
Well,
not everybody can.
There's a reason you don't agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the fans out there that are listening know who has the better. We're not going to.
All four of them. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, we're not going to say who it is, but they know. They know.
That I have the better list. I agree.
Okay, whatever.
What?
We're just going to let them decide.
No, we're not. We're going to let a third party decide.
She does not know about football.
All right, look, guys. Ethan brought his girlfriend along. Great person. Okay? Look, great person. She didn't want to be in the podcast. She really didn't. And I understand that. I completely understand that. I don't want to put you on the spot here, Alyssa. Who has the better? Because I'm fed up with this. Who has the better list of top five players?
She doesn't know
any of
those players.
She knows way more than you think.
She doesn't know.
She knows way more. She asked me to be on an episode. She asked to be on an episode.
Who's the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't know.
She knows
exactly.
That it's Baker Mayfield.
She doesn't.
She knows that it's Baker Mayfield, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, okay. Whoever is listening, she does not know. Fergie's going to try to tempt her into picking his side.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I have a better list. We're not going to dwell on this very long.
Okay, whatever you say.
Sorry, Alyssa. I'm sorry. I just apologize for Ethan's stupidity and his immaturity.
Turn my head.
Let's talk about baseball. I'm going to talk about this real quick because I like baseball, but I'm a very casual fan of baseball.
As big of a fan as I want to be.
No.
Let me say that.
Some letdowns from the season. I'm let down by the Bryce Harper and the Phillies. I'm let down by the Angels just because Mike Trout's big contract. I just wanted more out of them. And I'm let down by my team, the Diamondbacks, because they stripped away all their best players this season in the offseason. It seems like they don't have too many stars left in them. Some surprises. Well, not surprises, but, you know, the big three in my opinion. So the biggest surprise for me, honestly, is the Twins. The Twins are like, I think they won 74 games so far. 74 and however that may be.
Wait, so you're telling me that you're disappointed in Mike Trout's stats this year?
No, I'm disappointed in the Angels.
Well, you said you expected more out of Mike Trout.
I expected more out of the team because of Mike Trout.
Okay, because I was going to say he's got 92
RBIs. Oh, dude, Mike Trout balls out every single year.
Okay. Although this is his first year in 5 years having an average under 300.
I still think he balls out.
It is 297.
He's one of those guys. He's going to go down as a top five of all time
because
he balls out.
It's like five hits.
Look, I know what you're saying. But he balls out. I'll say it again. Said it once, I'll say it again. Balls out. But yeah, the Twins have definitely surprised me. They've been doing it. I've been let down by the Padres. Let down by the Padres just because they're the Padres.
Where's Johnny Manziel, man? Got drafted by the Padres.
He's coming up.
Ago.
He's coming up. He's
yeah,
coming
come up. Johnny football. Johnny baseball.
Johnny baseball. But yeah. I'll go ahead and say. I think this is the Yankees' year to win it all. I just think Aaron Judge is a dog. I think Giancarlo Stanton is a dog. I say dog a lot, man, but they're dogs. They're studs. I think the Yankees are going to win it all this year.
I agree.
If not the Yankees, I think it's finally the Dodgers' year. I think it's finally Clayton Kershaw's year. After so many years of being great.
I haven't kept up with it enough to give my honest opinion, but I will say I've heard enough about the Yankees. I do think it's, but I don't want to say anything and sound stupid.
Also, think the Braves have been I think they're in the top five in the power rankings right now. The Braves have been killing it for the past couple of years. Braves don't have the pitching, in my opinion, to make it all the way. So let's talk. Let's go to preseason football. I didn't keep up very much with preseason. I love football, but preseason is one of the things I just don't usually keep up with.
I usually don't until around week three. That's when all the starters play.
Exactly. Talk about the Broncos. Like the whole thing game, Broncos, Falcons. I watched like two quarters of it because who really wants to see Matt Schaub throw the ball around the whole game?
Like he's been doing for, what is it? He entered the league the same year as Eli Manning, I believe.
04?
He's 38 years old.
Wow. He's better than Eli Manning, in my opinion.
I don't know.
I'm an Eli Manning hater, though, man. I'm an Eli Manning, Eli Apple hater.
Let me look up the year he entered the league. Yeah, the 2004 draft.
What pick?
He got drafted.
Round two, round three?
Let me look it up.
You don't even know.
Boy. He was third round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Career backup. But like a good career backup. Like a career backup I'm going to sign, like a Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I was disappointed. Drew Locke is who disappointed me the most. Guy taken out of Missouri. I wasn't impressed by him in Missouri, but John Elway took a chance on him, and I was rooting for him. But you know, the kid never even got to call plays in Missouri. So calling plays is a thing a quarterback should know by at least college. Nothing. They had such a fast-paced offense that he never had to call plays. He had people doing it for him. And so, you know, now he's having to learn that. The Broncos are having to teach him that. And the thing that sucks is their coach, completely forgot his name, starts with a V, he's amazing defensive-minded coach.
Wait, but for who?
The Broncos. But he's not an offensive-minded coach. Yeah. So he doesn't have the offense to teach him, but he's having to learn things he should have learned 4 years ago.
Vance Joseph?
No, it's not Vance. Vance Joseph's long gone. Vance Joseph, come on, man.
He coaches for the Cardinals. No, he's the Broncos head coach. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
He was a defensive coordinator with the Bears.
Vic Fangio.
Yeah, Fangio. I couldn't remember. I knew it was double V.
I knew it was Vic. I couldn't think of his last name.
But he's such a defensive coach. It's kind of scared me. Future Drew Locke. I'd like to see him go somewhere like the Rams and have Sean McVay develop him. But Sean McVay has such a young quarterback as Jared Goff. You know, he doesn't need another young quarterback.
I will say people say they were disappointed in Dwayne Haskins, but
so far in the preseason?
Yeah, because his first game he went 8 of 14, 117 yards, two interceptions. But
the two interceptions is the only thing that disappointed me.
It was, you know, it was the first week of preseason. And, you know, you can never tell.
Well, so, Haskins, you know, a lot of people are hating on Haskins, but I think he's going to be the guy.
Daniel Jones, I will say he did good, but like I said, it's the first week of preseason. Yeah. I'm not going to go
There's
all
not
in
much
on
judging
somebody.
You can do in preseason.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I thoroughly believe is you.
By the way, did you see Nathan Peterman's run? You know who Nathan Peterman is?
Duh,
right?
Yeah, I know. The GOAT.
The opposite of the GOAT.
Well, he plays for the Raiders now, doesn't he?
Yes. By the way, he's 6'7". I didn't know that.
Nathan Peterman is 6. He's a professional wrestler.
He had a
basketball player. No way. He is not 6'7".
Look, I think it was a 40-something yard run. Yeah, it was crazy.
6'7"? Why are we not dwelling on this?
I lied.
Dude's probably like 5'11".
Yeah, he's not 6'7". I don't know why.
Screw you, man.
At first, it was a joke. Then I believed it for some reason. He's 6'2". But anyway.
Did you know Derek Carr's 7'3"?
Shut up. No, but God, how long was his run? It was a 50-yard run. Did you see the run?
I did not.
Anyway, I'm not going to show it, but...
Yeah, they can't see it, so...
Anyway, it's Nathan Peterman. I'm not going to talk about him for that long. I just thought that was
crazy. You've talked about him long enough. I mean, he's not a starter, so there's no reason to...
My first podcast, so sorry about this.
It's okay. I am not one to judge off preseason, but I like what I see from the Browns.
Yeah.
That's really all I'm going to say. I hope Shishi Guishi Mishi Dishi, you know, they got that one play. I hope the best for
Number
him.
Number 15?
Yeah, I hope. Is he 15? Yeah. I hope the best for him.
Great story behind him.
But, you know, guys, I hate to be a guy, but it was only one play.
That's the thing is, like, people get so caught up in these preseason heroes.
Yeah.
And then they end up not making a – like Ronald Ollie. How he got invited to training camp with the Raiders.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've watched Hard Knocks or not.
Yeah.
He got cut first freaking episode. And fans were rooting for him.
I was rooting for him the whole time from East Mississippi.
I was, and he was just an
Nickel
idiot.
State. Yeah, it's, no, he was an idiot. He was an
I'm
idiot
not saying that on the dude for the Browns, but I'm just saying people get so caught up in guys that they think are going to be great in the preseason.
Yeah. I completely agree. And those guys don't even make, you know, rosters. But it's because you know with preseason you got third string talent in there and fourth. Let's say you got fourth string talent in there and you get them against a fourth string diamond or a third string player. Obviously they're gonna look good.
Yeah, it's like with Michael Sam. Do you remember him?
Yeah, the gay Rams player.
Homosexual. Anyway, but so he
the homophobic
had.
Rams
I think he had three sacks in three preseason games, which is pretty good. But he didn't make the final roster, and it's like. You start thinking about it.
You know Dez Bryant's gay?
Cool.
Dwight Howard's gay? No, okay, I'm just joking around.
But it's like, you know, he had good stats, but he didn't make the roster in it.
Well, no, I remember that. You get good stats, but there's stuff that we don't get to see.
Yeah.
That other people get to see, and, you know. That's just the way it is. Shishi, Michi, Wishi. He might make the team, he might not. I don't know his name.
Old dishwasher boy.
Old dishwasher. Yeah, no, there's a lot of preseason.
You know, he was a JUCO product.
He was.
He played at
Phoenix.
Phoenix College, I believe.
Phoenix College, yeah. Dropped out to go D1.
Talked his way into getting a tryout. Slept outside the training camp.
We heard. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Let's move into basketball for a minute. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Lakers. Is this the new Showtime Lakers?
Lake Show, baby.
This is the new Showtime Lakers?
I think the only team that has a chance to beat them is the Clippers.
You don't. So you're rolling out the Warriors. Let's say Boogie.
I mean,
Boogie, LeBron, and AD are all healthy against a healthy Steph, a healthy D'Angelo, a healthy Clay, a healthy Draymond, and a healthy. Right now, Willie Cauley-Stein's their center, or Kevon Looney, whichever one they decide, or if they get somebody else. So let's say, you know, it's February, March. You're going to say the Lakers are beating them. I'm not counting the Warriors out. I think they'll be a top five seed.
I'm not going to count them out completely, but I think the Clippers are the Lakers' biggest threat, if not the Lakers being the Clippers' biggest threat. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely get you.
Clippers, to me, by far, will have the best defense in the league. I mean, you have Kawhi Leonard,
Paul George,
Patrick Beverley,
Montrezl Harrell.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you're right. They are the best defensive team.
They might only put up, you know, 95, 100 points a night, but they're going to be holding teams to 75, 80 points.
I completely agree. But I agree with you on this is the new Showtime Lakers if the big three and Kuzma and Danny Green can stay healthy. This is the new team.
Although I will say, keep going.
No, say.
So I was going to ask you about Kevin Durant. I know he's not playing this year, but it's just a question. Do you think it was smart of him to leave Golden State?
As a Thunder fan, I'm happy he's gone. But it's one of those things that, honestly, wherever Kevin Durant goes, unless he goes somewhere where it is just him, he's going to win. And he's going into a situation where he's able to make a lot of money. They're going to be successful without him. Now, I don't think they'll make a finals without him, but they're going to be successful without him. And, I think it was smart of him to leave. Sucks for the Warriors, but
I got to say, too, though, I don't think he will ever win another finals.
He will with the Nets, I believe. You really don't think?
I don't think so.
He'll go to another finals. He'll go next two, 3 years.
Him and Kyrie is basically him and Russell Westbrook. Although I think Kyrie's a better player than Russell Westbrook, but
you do?
That's just my opinion.
So you think Kyrie's a better player, a better player than Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, I think Kyrie.
Rip Russell Westbrook, man. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. Missed that guy.
I just think it's hard to win with him on your team. I think he might be overall more talented.
Yeah, but I think it's LeBron. I think LeBron just demanded the ball so much and was so much of a coach on the court that people weren't able to see how much Kyrie needed the ball to be successful and how much of a ball hog. I know that sounds childish saying ball hog, but how much of a ball hog Kyrie was until he got to the Celtics. And he was – yeah. I mean, obviously they had Jason Tatum. They had
Gordon Hayward.
They had Al Horford, these great players. But no one was Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we got to see that his 2 years in Boston. And I'm glad we got to see it because that changed my perspective on Kyrie Irving in Boston because I thought he was just – I thought of him differently in Cleveland. I'll say that. Right. That's my personal opinion on the Kyrie Irving situation. So as we're getting to the end here, just a couple more minutes. I'm trying to read my handwriting. I got bad handwriting, but let's talk. We're gonna head back to the NFL, and I'm gonna get you in NFL for a minute, college football, and we're gonna end it. We're going to end on one certain team I need to end this on. Let's talk Cowboys. I have a big problem
it's
with...
my team,
that's your team. America's I have a big team. Problem with the ownership.
Oh, I do too. Just for the record, and the coaching. I will not be biased on this because I have tons of problems with the Cowboys.
I think you guys have the roster to literally go as far as you can. Your coaching, or the coaching and the ownership. Pay Zeke. Don't pay. I get Dak Prescott has the most wins out of any quarterback and the yada, yada, yada. But if you can, until you can do that and make a deep playoff run, you don't need $40 million. Well, I'm sorry. Nick Foles won a – granted, Nick Foles was there for 7 weeks. Nick Foles won a Super
plus
Bowl.
If he was
he's
making,
only making 30.
If he was making
– Tom Brady's only making 23.
I'd say 40,000.
40 million.
Yeah. I thought you
Tom
said
Brady's only making 23.
Yeah, well, the thing is
Tom Brady.
If Dak Prescott got $40 million a year, he would be the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL. Russell Wilson is the second, and he's the first right now.
Yeah.
He's making 35 a year.
Exactly. Well, Jerry Jones is bad at paying players. This is the one time I'm sticking to my guns. I'm sticking up for Jerry Jones saying don't pay him.
Oh, no, I agree with him not paying Zeke.
I want them to – no, I think you should pay Zeke.
That's the thing. He's got 2 years left on his contract. Running backs aren't what they used to be.
No, they don't last long anymore. It's true.
I mean, I think Zeke is a great player, but it's one of them things where how much money do you need to get? If you give him, you pay him, you won't be able to sign Zach or Dak to what you want to sign him to.
I agree with that. I do agree with that, but I don't think Dak – let's stick to Dak Prescott for a second. He should not be making as much as he wants to make is what I'm trying to say.
No, I think
– he should be at a comfortable – if Tom Brady's making $23 million, I think he should be the highest-paid quarterback in the league right now. I'm not a Tom Brady fan. I'm a Drew Brees, my favorite quarterback of all time, but Tom Brady is undoubtedly the greatest of all time. Yeah. If he's making if he's only making $23 in 1 year, that should be the cream de la cream. That should be the cream de la crop, whatever you want to call it. That should be the top.
Well, for Dak Prescott, too, I think it was one of them things where he was going to get 30 – said he wanted 40. It's when you ask more for something.
30 should have been
really
stopped.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, you know, he really wants, in my opinion, probably 34, 35, 36.
He wants 40.
Well, he says 40, but that's not.
Did you talk to him?
No.
All right.
This is, I said, 40. In my opinion. But it's like, you know, you ask 12,000 for a truck when you really want 10,000. It's one of those types of things. That's just my opinion.
If you say I'm going to. Oh, if you're selling a truck. For some reason, I thought you said if you're going to buy a truck, you say, I'll give you $12,000, but you want to pay $10,000. I was like, that's stupid logic. Because but okay, anyways, go ahead.
I will say Jerry Jones is ruining the Cowboys like he has been. Yeah, he fired
Tom Landry, given Jimmy Johnson was one of the best coaches ever.
The thing with
still
Jerry
fired
Jones
Tom
is,
Landry, but he's been making bad decisions.
The thing with Jerry Jones, Jason Garrett, I hate to say it, I'll never know if he was actually a good coach because Jerry
Jones. He's never
been
able to coach that team.
He's a puppet to Jerry Jones. And the thing with Jerry Jones is he wants to be – I know he's the owner and everything, and he should be, but he wants to be the top dog, the face of everything. And so, you know, I remember when John Gruden was coming back into the NFL.
2 years ago, yeah, a year ago, whatever.
I wanted him to go to the Cowboys really as a fan because, you know, I don't really like Jason Garrett, I'll be honest. Not anything he's done. It's just the whole him being a puppet, in my opinion. John Gruden is not the type of coach Jerry Jones wants because he is the face. You know, he's the guy. Jerry Jones wants to be overstepping everybody. He doesn't want to be, you know, he wants to be the, no, I'm not going to use that's a terrible analogy. But
yeah, you're not very good at analogies.
I know. But he wants to be the top guy, and he can't stand to have somebody, you know, be smarter than him, basically.
Yeah, we're getting deep. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. He's never been at one to pay. Tony Romo should be a coach.
Tony Romo should be a coach.
Not for the Cowboys. I don't think he fit with the Cowboys.
No, I think if he was going
to... Jason Witten. Let me get your thoughts. Let me cut you off. Get your thoughts on Jason Witten. All
right.
I am glad he's out of the press box. Sure. I'm glad he's out of the press box. I'm not glad he's playing.
I'm glad he's playing. I'm a Cowboys
fan. It's just
fan.
Like, dude, get over it. Go. You're done. I don't like players coming back in retirement. Brett Favre's the only exception. And if Drew Brees decides to retire and come back, that's
so you exceptions. Would get mad at Gronk for coming out of retirement?
No, I wouldn't get mad. I just think it's obnoxious. I wouldn't get mad. Yeah, no, it's like I'm done. No, I'm not. I don't like that. Be done. Be done or be done. I'm
well,
not done.
Granted, the reason Jason Witten came back is because they were going to fire him as an announcer.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, he was bad. I'll say that he was not very talented. That was not his calling at all.
He should go to the Cowboys and be a tight ends coach.
Yeah.
Not a tight end.
By the way, do you know who the offensive coordinator is for the Cowboys?
I do.
You're never gonna believe it.
Who is it? They just hired a guy.
It was a backup quarterback. He's like 30 years old.
Go on, give me a second.
Played at Boise State, left handed.
It's not Kyle Orton.
No.
Who was it? Tell me.
Kellen Moore.
Because I just saw something on that a few weeks ago.
I don't know why that was so amazing to me, but I'm about to look up his exact age just because I didn't understand that. But, you know, he might know a lot more than I think he knows.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he does.
You're just a little kid, so.
Yeah, but this dude is...
He's in his 30s, I know that.
He was born in... He's 30, exactly.
Wow. As the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
I thought he was at least like 40, honestly. But age doesn't matter, man. We're getting to see that now. It's time for younger people to come in anyways. Let's head towards the end of this. College football. You're a Mississippi State fan, but... And I say this with a very blank voice. You expect Alabama and Clemson, don't you? Again next year.
Hate it, but I expect it.
Yeah. And I don't want to see either team win. I'm tired of it, but I'd rather see Dabo Sweeney and Trevor Lawrence win again. I do think one major change is going to come. And for me as a Florida fan, I'm trying to be unbiased, but I think Florida's going to make the playoffs this year. I just think we're good enough this year. I think Georgia's going to be out of the playoffs. I think it's going to be an SEC takeover again. I think Auburn's going to make the playoffs. And if not Auburn, I think LSU might be that team. Joe Burrow's, Coach O, I think they got a really good team.
LSU's just one of them teams you never can tell
until midway through the season. But it's going to be Alabama and Clemson again. They're going to take it. They're going to do what they do.
Let me stop you right there because you're completely wrong. Southern Miss to the top, baby. Going all the way.
I enjoy watching CUSA. I think it's a fun – me and my buddy were talking earlier today. I miss the Nick Mullins Southern era. You know, that was such a fun time because Nick Mullins was a dog. Shout out to Nick Mullins.
He
still is. Come be on the podcast, bro. I saw you at Ramey's not too long ago. He talked to me. So,
if you're listening, Toby McGuire, please come be on the podcast.
let's wrap this up. Last thing I really want to hit is I posted my episode a couple weeks ago. By the way, I'm sorry for posting late. I thought I had a microphone coming in, but you can't always trust the internet, and it never came in, so I kept delaying it, waiting for it to come in, and finally it's too late. But I got chewed out the other day, man, because a buddy of mine remained nameless. He knows who he is. He walked up to me. He's like, "What? You said the 49ers aren't going to make the playoffs. That, that, that's so stupid. I'm not making funny, but that's what you sounded like. So I took it to heart, and I went and I looked at the 49ers roster. And I looked at it long, and I looked at it hard by the balls. but no, I looked
by
at
the
it,
balls.
I looked at it, and I said, wow, I was wrong. So let me tell you. I'm asking you what you think about the 49ers, but first I'm going to tell you what I think. I think George Kittle. I think Tevin Coleman. I think Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Debo Samuel. I think Marcus Goodwin. I think Richard Sherman. I think D. Ford. And I think Nick Bosa. And I think Jalen Hurd. Those are nine players right there defensively and offensively that are going to show out. And I was wrong. That team will make the playoffs. I believe we'll see them in the playoffs. I don't know about a deep run, but I do believe we'll see them in the playoffs. So, you got your wish, guy, that wanted to hear about it.
I'm sorry. I don't.
So, a healthy Jimmy G and a healthy George Kittle and a healthy Tevin Coleman and a healthy Debo Samuel, who we saw showed out in college, and then a healthy Marcus Goodwin, who's one of the fastest players in the NFL, you don't think they're going to make the playoffs?
They just have too many holes.
I just showed you five. They don't have a bad
O-line. I'm not going to say they won't, but I'm not going to say that they will.
I'm going to say they will. I'm going to say
I just don't see
that
them.
Was a dumb
It's one of the
of
things
you.
I have to see it to believe it just because.
Well, see it.
They always have a hole
just
somewhere.
See it.
Okay.
Jimmy G goes down, Nick Mullins going to come in and.
Hey, one thing I will, don't get mad. I listened to your last podcast probably two or three times.
Oh, thanks.
One
man.
Thing I will correct you on just because it bothered me. Daniel Jones was not the seventh overall pick, he was the sixth.
He was
overall.
The Jaguars had the seventh.
No.
Yes, they did. And the Giants had the sixth. The Jaguars had the seventh.
They did?
Yeah. Because they took – they were expected to take Juwan Taylor, but he ended up falling to the second round. They took – I believe they took Josh Allen with the seventh. Yeah. No, I meant to correct myself.
That's right.
Because I got it mixed up. But, yeah, Daniel Jones should have been taken with the sixth. Daniel Jones was taken with the sixth pick. Looking good, by the way. His Madden overall rating 66. But his preseason is not looking bad. But we're going to get on out of here. Ethan, thank you for joining me.
You are so welcome.
We'll be back next week with another episode. By the Balls. Finest podcast, sports podcast in the South. By the Balls.
Toby McGuire, give us a shout out.
If you take it wrong, you're the one with the bad mind. I will see you guys next week.